are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, and we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot of interesting news this hour, but we're finishing up some of the topics that we talked about in the previous hour: dating websites, safety of dating websites, how do you approach a person if you have herpes, etc. And we got some people on the phone line, so let's get to them right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Dahlia. How are you doing?
Great, great. Doing great. What's up?
Well, I don't know if it's an old wives' tale or whatever, but I've been told that cold sores are a form, if you get cold sores, it's a form of herpes, and I've had them since I was a child, so obviously I was exposed by one of my parents. I believe my mother mm-hmm. is the one with the cold sores. Mm-hmm. And so then I was also then wondering if I had a cold sore and had oral sex, then would I be transmitting it that way also?
Mm-hmm. No, great question and a common question. Most of us have been exposed to the type 1 herpes. Type 1 herpes is the one that causes cold sores. Not all of us get cold sores, but we could still carry the virus. And most of us get it from our moms. You know, because when we're babies, our moms kiss us, and they kiss us on the cheek, and they kiss us on the lips. Or we as kids share our mom's or dad's drink. So it's very common for us to get. Where things get a little bit sticky is where you could actually have type 1 herpes genitally, or you could have genital herpes on the mouth. It's rare, but technically, yes, a person with a cold sore that performs oral sex on somebody could technically transmit, but they're only transmitting the type 1 herpes, not the type 2. So you're not giving genital herpes, even though the type 1 herpes is in the genital area. So you won't give somebody sexually transmitted genital herpes by performing oral sex with type 1 cold sores, but they may have a type 1 outbreak down there. And then some people say, well, then what the hell's the difference? There is a true difference, but it's, theoretically or academically, it's not genital herpes. You get that?
Oh, yeah. It kind of explains, I'm a truck driver, but it kind of explains when my wife and I first got married, she was really upset with me, and apparently I had transmitted it. When she went to the doctor, he said, no, that's not what you think it is. He's not bringing you something home.
Yeah, I know. You know what, though? You truckers are good guys. You don't have time to cheat. You really don't, you know? It's these people that go on business trips I worry about. But honestly, truckers, they don't even have time to eat, pee, poop, sleep. There's no way you have time to cheat. I don't care how fast people have sex. No time at all. Mike, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Have a good day.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I look at it as three types of herpes. You got the type 1, which is from cold sores and from the mouth. You have type 2, which are the genital herpes. But then you have cutaneous herpes. Now, cutaneous herpes that happens on the skin, even though we don't, you know, call it a type 3, it's a non-genital herpes that will cause a cluster of vesicles on the skin. How I could tell it's herpes and not shingles is because shingles, it just seems to be more dramatic. Shingles, which comes from the chickenpox virus, can look very similar to herpes. But herpes, they're just these cute little baby clusters of little baby blisters on the skin. We call it cutaneous herpes. They're in a little, you know, sometimes really no bigger than the size of a quarter or a half dollar. Do we have half dollars anymore? Didn't they change where half dollars were bigger than dollars? Yeah, I don't know. Something changed, and I got all lost. But you know, sometimes you could actually transmit cutaneous herpes. Okay, is, you know, from even kissing. So type 1 herpes is extremely prevalent. Many of us have it. I've never had a cold sore, but I've also never tested myself to see, or nobody's really ever tested me because we don't really care that much about the type 1 herpes. We do test you for it if you end up having cutaneous herpes, and we're trying to figure out what's on your body because we want to figure out if it's a very, very mild shingles. I mean, it would be a weenie shingles if that. I mean, shingles, when you get hit with shingles, that sucker takes up a whole dermatome because the chickenpox virus stays latent in a nerve, and the nerve starts from the back, right, and only one side of the body follows along the nerve, and so shingles will just follow that whole nerve root. Could be very nasty, very painful. We've talked about shingles on the show. Herpes, just a very small little cluster in one tiny little spot. So and we treat them all the same, whether it's shingles, whether it's chickenpox, whether it's herpes. We use the antivirals, acyclovir, famvir, Valtrex, vancyclovir. We treat them all the same. But there is that potential that you could have type 1 herpes on go down to the genital area, and you could have genital herpes go up to the mouth. But we still distinguish them by type 1 and type 2, okay? Whew! All right, we will. I promised you all we would move on from vesicles and herpes, but it's a common question. So no, not a wives' tale. It is true. Okay, somebody with a cold. So you know, we do recommend if you do have a cold sore to try to avoid anything mucus touching. Okay, your mucous membranes. Do we have to review your mucous membranes? Yeah, we got to review the mucous membranes. Mucous membranes could be anything vaginal, rectal, even the rectally. You have squamous epithelium. You know, most the first part of the rectum is still pretty dry and not juicy like your mucous membranes could be. But once you get a little deeper, depending on how far you stretch, yeah, there could be mucus. So you want to be very careful if you have a cold sore doing mouth to mouth, oral sex, and rectal type stuff. My recommendation, if you have a cold sore, no kissing. I know it could be a very unromantic type of experience for you, but if you're worried about giving your partner, you know, type 1 herpes, then that's what we would recommend. Okay? I want to talk about this 83-year-old woman getting Civil War benefits. This is cool. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 22nd, 2013. Gold opens this morning at $16,1050. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,50.87, $8,25.44 for a half ounce, or $4,12.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,50.87, $8,25.44, and $4,12.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So this is interesting. There is an 83-year-old woman, 83, who has autism, who is actually still receiving Civil War benefits. Apparently, Irene Triplett was born, I guess, in North Carolina. Her father, Moses Triplett, was 83 years old when she was born and had fought first for the Confederates and then the Unionists during the Civil War. She has, I guess, spent the last 60 years living in a facility. Doesn't appear to be still, you know, visited by relatives from what I'm understanding. I'm reading this from Mail Online. But she receives $876 a year from the government as thanks for her father taking part in the war, which ended almost 150 years ago. She was 8 years old when her father died. I guess she had been in rural poverty, they say, working on chicken farms and in a bakery. And then she was put in a home at the age of 21. She suffers from autism. Apparently, there are two people still receiving benefits linked to the Civil War. There is another gentleman, 93-year-old man living in Tennessee, I think, though, he died. I need to look into that. So anyway, her father, Moses, served in B Company of the 3rd North Carolina Mounted Infantry between October 20th, 1864 and August 8th, 1865. This is a cool story. I apologize if you guys have already heard this. Military records suggest that his time with the Confederates was earlier and that he enlisted with the 53 Regiment of the North Carolina Infantry in 1862. Under the terms of the benefits package, because Irene was disabled under the age of 18 and had quote-unquote deformities at birth, she would get financial assistance for the rest of her life. She was born in Wilkes County, North Carolina, and I guess was born prematurely, January 9th, 1930. The federal census of 1930 listed her dad, Moses, at 83. Her mother was 34 years old at the time. And I guess they say such marriages were not that uncommon. Women got a good pension, a reliable source of income. Men got a younger wife who would take care of them in their old age. What's interesting, though, is that, we've talked about how older men could give birth to a person who has autism. You wonder, but she was diagnosed with autism years ago. And I don't know if she was diagnosed with autism at that time in the 30s and 40s, but she was institutionalized by the time it was the 1950s. So I don't know whether they knew it was autism at the time or not. But having an 83-year-old father, could have obviously put her at risk. Also, a study had come out this week that if you have an older father, the grandchild could be more at risk for autism because the gene could be passed on. We talked about this yesterday. Now, I guess he was known as Uncle Moses. Well, I won't go too much into the story, but I mean, wow, to me, when I see that, that's cool. You know, one of the images I remember was, when I was younger, I was watching old footage of the Oscars, and I believe, was it 1937? It was when Gone with the Wind had won. Gone with the Wind I think it was 1937. Anyway, Gone with the Wind was winning Oscars for, I guess, Best Supporting Actress and, et cetera. And so they had shown Civil War soldiers, real Civil War soldiers had, come to the event. And they had them march through in their uniforms. So if this was like late 1930s, these gentlemen were old, because the Civil War happened in the 1860s. And I remember going, oh my gosh, these are people who fought in the Civil War, and being able to watch that footage. I'm a history buff. I get excited when it comes to history and stuff. All right. So anyway, she's still receiving benefits. All right, it's kind of cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what's not so cool is apparently we have a woman who received a breast implant, and I guess her breast or her chest didn't like it. And actually, the implant just falls out of her chest. Apparently, this woman, Lauren Yardley, 25 years old, spent $6,000 on breast implants. She went from an A cup to a double D. 2 months after the operation, however, she noticed her right breast was bigger than her left, and it felt hard and uncomfortable. Doctors found her body had rejected the implant, and I guess the tissue around the implant tightened, and it pushed it out through the stitches underneath her breast. Nurses had told doctors not to reinsert, she's a nurse herself, was told by doctors not to reinsert the implant because the body needed time to heal. So now she's walking around with one big breast for 6 months, and one small breast. Now, Yardley was forced to use chicken fillets in her bra to even out the size until surgeons eventually reinserted the implant. Chicken breasts. I'm not sure if they were cooked or not. This is being reported by Fox News. They say she has now warned other women to be wary of possible side effects. She goes, I couldn't believe it when the implant started coming out of my breast. The doctors at the hospital said they have never seen anything like it. They couldn't believe that she wasn't in septic shock. Basically, what happened is she had something called a capsular contracture. This is a complication where the breast notices something foreign, and it immediately tries to protect the body from the foreign object. So, the body creates a capsule. It's kind of scar tissue around the breast implant, and then it does cause it to kind of force it out. It'll shrink, it'll contracture, and then wherever a weak part is in the body, through the pressure that this makes, it starts to fall out. Now, I've come to really appreciate the body. When I was in emergency room, I noticed that a lot of times the body would push things out. I mean, you know, your body's pretty smart. So let's say you were working, I would, you know, take care of a patient who was, working with, in construction or something, and something would get into his eye and rust, and he would have a corneal object, a foreign body in his eye. Now, what you would do is numb up the eye. You would use a slit lamp like they use in ophthalmology offices. The patient would put his chin, he would put his head in the, you know, apparatus. We would numb the eye, and I would take a needle with the bevel side and just start picking out the rust under the scope. They wouldn't feel anything. They'd keep their eye open for me. I'd hold their eye open, and we would just clean out their eye. But there would be pieces left. And, you know, the senior ER doc, because I was the junior ER doc, you know, would tell me, don't worry about it. He's going to force it out on his own. And the cornea could sometimes do that. We would still give antibiotics because we don't want you getting an infection by any means. But the body will do that. Same thing with, like, stitches. Sometimes your doctor will miss taking out all the stitches. A lot of times your body will just spew that out. So if your body has something foreign, it'll either spew it out or it'll encase it in and kind of protect your body from it. Some of you who have been shot, your doctor has left the bullet. And the reason why the doctor left the bullet is because it would be more risk to you if they would go in and surgically remove it. So I have a guy with a bullet in his chest. I'm like, please let me take a picture. Take a picture, and you see the bullet just sitting there. And it's fine. Body walled it off, and it's okay. I know many of you are now thinking about that James Bond movie where the bad guy was shot, the one from the Big Monte, right, or the Full Monte movie, that bad guy, he got shot in the head, and apparently the bullet is supposed to be traveling. I don't know if that's true. I doubt that. Usually if you're shot in the head, they'll try to take the bullet out because that could cause seizures, the scar tissue cause seizure activity, etc., stroke-like activity, etc. But when it comes to other parts of your body, many of you guys with scrap metal and bullets, we keep it. I mean, you'll do fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Forecasters are predicting a very warm spring. All right, now I know a lot of you guys are dealing with the cold. A lot of you guys are still dealing with some pretty vicious snow. But they're saying expect the spring to be warm and dry. Okay. Now, I think we're hearing that Fargo may be having some huge cresting issues, and I'm hoping not flooding. That story broke today, so I'm going to get some information over the break. But right now, for the rest of us, they say the National Weather Service expects above normal temperatures across most of the lower 48 and northern Alaska. Excuse me, I'm sorry, guys. I got this cold that's not going away. Forecast says there's going to be very little relief for the drought-stricken Midwest and Southwest, something you didn't want to hear. I mean, I thought we got a pretty good winter. I mean, I thought we got a lot of good snow. But here in Vegas, where I live, no, it was dry. So I am a little nervous because Lake Mead always drops when it gets dry. And Lake Mead is, you know, our big source of water out here, our big lake. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there's a couple things I want to hit. We got March Madness, which is always a favorite with the guys, but it's a favorite for the ladies too. Not so much for those of us that love basketball, but because this seems to be a time when the guys will decide on getting their vasectomies. Apparently, I can't verify this story, but there's a doctor named Richard Chopp. C-H-O-P-P, and I guess he doesn't go by Richard, he goes by Dick, and he is offering, he's a urologist, and he is offering vasectomies for $595. I can't confirm or call him for an interview, but that is a story that is out there and circulating. I posted it on my Facebook. And apparently the reason why this is the best time for men to do it is because you're supposed to rest when you get a vasectomy. So you could just sit there and you could watch the NCAA basketball tournament and just kick back in front of the TV. So they, I guess for urologists, this is a very, very busy time, very popular time. Now, remember, a vasectomy, how a vasectomy works is it cuts your vas deferens. Your vas deferens basically connects, it carries the sperm from the testes to through the spermatic cord, and then of course up past the prostate, getting some seminal fluid up and through your urethra and then out. So when you get a vasectomy, it does nothing to the testicles, okay? Nothing's going to happen to your testosterone. Nothing's going to happen, you know, manly. All it does is it kind of cuts the transport tube. You know, it's like a woman getting her tubes tied, okay, her fallopian tubes tied, except they don't tie it. They cut it and they cauterize. And the surgery really only takes about 15 to 20 minutes, but men are advised to limit their activity afterwards and rest for a couple days. So a lot of times many men will kind of do it on a Thursday or Friday. Then they have the weekend. Sometimes they have to ice the area. Be careful not to frostbite. From what I understand, you're pretty sore, okay, but you're pretty excited about it. And then, of course, you have to get sperm counts to check to see, you know, later if you are ending up to be, you know, sperm free. So then you could then engage in sexual activity without having to worry to impregnate your partner. So vasectomies are the fourth most popular form of birth control. Condoms come first. Then I guess condoms are still number one. Then comes for females, birth control pills, then tubal ligation, which is a woman getting her tube tied, and then comes the male vasectomy. So for all of you men out there thinking about doing the vasectomy, I do have to thank you all. I think that is really, really cool, and it's pretty unselfish of you. I think it's wonderful. Then we women don't have to deal with the birth control pill. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, speaking of blow the belt, the FDA is warning us again on these sexual enhancement supplements, and they're saying you got to be careful because some of these male sexual enhancement supplements contain hidden drugs. A supplement called Stiff Days, quote-unquote Stiff Days, contains sildenafil. Now, sildenafil is an active ingredient in Viagra. And for those of you that take these over-the-counter supplements and you don't reveal that to your doctor, what if you're taking nitrates? What if you have a heart condition? Just because something's over the counter doesn't mean it's completely safe. So the FDA is warning that if you guys are taking Stiff Days, yeah, you may find it to work because it has an active ingredient similar to what's in Viagra, but we don't know how much. All right, we don't know if it's going to interact with anything. Rocket Man, I guess, contains a similar compound called hydroxythiohomosildenafil. There's also, I guess, a product called Libido Sexual Enhancer. It has both of those ingredients, plus, to top it off, tadalafil, which is an active ingredient in Cialis. So according to the FDA, they says these undeclared ingredients may interact with nitrates found in some prescriptive drugs like nitroglycerin. It could drop your blood pressure to dangerous levels. Men with diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or heart disease many times can take nitrates. Those drugs interacting, it could kill you. So be careful. I know many of you don't want to go to the doctor and ask them for Viagra. You're still a little embarrassed. You're still a little camera shy. I get that. And sometimes these over-the-counter supplements can be even cheaper than your prescription for Viagra. But keep in mind, you don't know what's in them. They say consumers should be careful about purchasing the products FDA because the agency is unable to attest and identify all the products on the market that are quote-unquote dietary supplements. You guys got all that? Good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of dangerous, apparently a kid in a Pennsylvania high school had a quote-unquote life-threatening allergic reaction. He's still alive. But the teenager, I guess, was allergic to a body spray, Axe body spray. Freedom High School in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, has asked students to stop using Axe body spray as a cologne or fragrance because it triggered this kid to have an allergic reaction. They say the purpose of this posting is to make all parents, staff, and students aware of a medical issue involving a Freedom High School student having an extreme allergy to Axe body spray. My request to all Freedom family members is to take into consideration a student's allergy and use something else, I guess, for cologne or fragrance. I had no idea kids were spraying themselves with it. You think they should, you know? I mean, one of my boys is kind of now in that age where, you know, when you go through puberty, okay, and the sex hormones, you start to have more body sweat, okay? Things can be a little bit more stinky. I never bought him a body spray. We just tell him to wear deodorant and it works fine. Kind of get a little nervous with all these sprays because, you know, you spray and then you breathe it in. I'm always choking on my perfume, so I don't want to make him do it. Deodorant works. It doesn't have to, I mean, I don't want him smelling all sexy and all that because, I mean, you know, the kids, what, 13? The only woman in his life right now should actually be his mama. He really shouldn't be dating anyway. So I don't really buy this stuff for the kids yet. Apparently on Wednesday, I guess was it last Wednesday? Maybe it was this week, had suffered a reaction. In 9 days, the family says his throat closed up 3 times after breathing in the smell. He had to be rushed to the hospital. I guess the nurse had to use an EpiPen on him at the school before he was transported to the hospital. That's pretty scary stuff. See, what blows my mind about these allergies and your kids or grandkids is we don't know what's going to cause them to go into this anaphylactic type reaction. Okay? We don't know what's going to stop them from breathing. Now, remember there was a kid where there wasn't an EpiPen available for him? The only EpiPen that the nurse had was for another kid, so she wasn't allowed to give it. I don't think it's a bad idea for you guys to have your doctor write an EpiPen and bring the EpiPen to the school. Most of those EpiPens are good for about a year. So each year at the start of school, and it's not bad a bad idea for you guys to have at the house also, but maybe to have your kids have an EpiPen for them. Because who knew? I mean, it's not like this kid was, you know, stung by a bee and he was allergic to bee stings, which, by the way, a lot of times you have no idea if your kid's going to, you know, blow up or have that anaphylactic type reaction to a bee sting because many times it's the 3rd or 4th or 15th. You just don't know. So they say allergies to fragrances, it could cause sneezing, runny nose, watery eyes, headaches, inability to concentrate, dizziness, breathing difficulties, wheezing, skin reactions like hives, etc., according to WebMD. So if your kid acts a little funny, you know, around a fragrance at home, you know, and you're like, huh, I wonder if he's allergic. Get him checked out. Have an allergist take a peek at him. But make sure the school is aware of it. Because sometimes before you go into anaphylactic shock, you know, you could, on a previous exposure, have a mild issue. Why do you go into anaphylactic shock? Because the body gets exposed to something and starts to build up antibodies. Now, usually these antibodies circulate, shouldn't do anything. But if your body recognizes something and decides to fight it, that's when things can all close up. So pretty scary stuff, but good for this nurse having an EpiPen and using an EpiPen on him. Now, if the school says, look, don't worry about it, we have an EpiPen, you don't have to bring us one, great. But it's not a bad thing. Call your school up and verify that they have EpiPens for kids. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess authorities arrested a man, they said impersonated a pilot, but he actually got all the way into a cockpit of a U.S. Airway flight that was awaiting takeoff at Philadelphia International Airport. This occurred Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. The plane was bound for West Palm Beach, Florida. And 61-year-old Felipe Gernard of La Rochelle, France, was wearing a shirt with an Air France logo on it, carrying a black jacket resembling a pilot's jacket. He was also in possession of an Air France crew member identification card, which apparently was deemed counterfeit. This is like a catch me if you can type of story. I guess a ticketed passenger tried to get an upgrade but was denied. He was later found sitting in the jump seat behind the captain's seat in the cockpit of the airplane. How he got into the cockpit remains under investigation. When questioned by the flight crew, he allegedly identified himself as a 747 pilot for Air France. When asked to produce proper credentials, he became argumentative. So he was removed from the flight and detained by police, has been charged with criminal trespass, tampering with records, impersonating a person privately employed, and presenting false ID to law enforcement. He's being held on $1 million bail. How did he get through? So I guess he was a ticketed passenger, because you can't get through security if you don't have a ticket. But, I mean, how did he get through security? I mean, you know, because when you go through security, if you're a pilot, I think you get to go through a different line. So did they just look at his badge and go, that's fine, and let him through? Because I doubt he would go through the main lines that we all go through, because then somebody would say, oh, hi, you know, sir or Mr. Pilot. I don't know. But, I mean, to me, that means we have some major issues at Philadelphia International Airport. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be talking about this on tomorrow's show, 10 a.m. Pacific time, how too much tea could cause a kind of a rare bone or bone loss. Now, we're talking about some strong tea. Apparently, a 47-year-old Michigan woman developed bone disease after she drank a pitcher of tea made from at least 100 tea bags daily for 17 years. Guess she lives in Detroit. She was experiencing low back, arm, leg, hip pain for years. X-rays revealed areas of very dense bone in the vertebrae, calcifications of ligaments in her arm. All right, and I guess she had something called skeletal fluorosis. This is a bone disease where you consume too much fluoride. Now, fluoride is found in our drinking water. We've talked about fluorosis when some of you were concerned about our, you know, your city adding fluoride to your drinking water. But apparently, this woman's blood levels of fluoride were four times higher than what would be considered normal. And I guess there were high levels of fluoride in the drinking water, but I thought I read somewhere that the tea in and of itself could actually cause you to, I guess, keep the fluoride in as opposed to urinating it out. So we're going to be talking about that as I get more information on that tomorrow. But, I don't like tea. I've really never liked tea. I'm not a tea drinker. Especially I wouldn't like, you know, strong tea. But be careful out there. For those of you guys drinking real heavy, strong tea, 100 tea bags. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Salt is responsible for 2.3 million deaths worldwide. New study from Harvard Medical School has linked the overabundant salt intake to 2.3 million deaths that occurred worldwide in 2010 from heart attacks, stroke, and other heart-related problems. But they say the study only showed an association between salt intake and heart-related deaths, not the salt causing the death. So, for example, when you look at people who, you know, had heart-related deaths, they went, they looked at their salt intake and said, oh, wow, they ate a lot of salt intake. But that doesn't necessarily mean the salt caused it. But it, again, brings up the fact that we are consuming too much salt. There was a report that came out saying our food for toddlers has 70% of it is way too much salt. They say countries with the highest salt-related deaths were Ukraine, Russia, Egypt. Countries with the lowest deaths were Qatar, Kenya, and the United Arab Emirates. Okay? Let's quickly now talk about foods. All right? So, sodium. It's in a lot of our foods already. Many of you like to add the salt to make it taste better. I've done that with French fries occasionally. I love salt. And extra salt on my French fries. I discovered that a few years ago, and I don't eat French fries a lot, but the couple times a year that I do, I like my salt. Now, the current RDA of salt, the recommended value is 2.4 grams or 2,400 milligrams. The American Heart Association goes, nah, we really don't want you eating more than 1,500 milligrams or 1.5. So 1.5 grams per day or 1,500 milligrams of salt per day is less than 3/4 of a tablespoon of salt. Okay, that's not a lot. Now, I'm not saying you can add that. Keep in mind, most of your foods already have salt. So let's just quickly talk about some of the top foods that have salt. Of course, baking soda, baking powder, table salt. It's easily the number one source of sodium. 100 grams of table salt, a third, fourth cup, provides 38,000 milligrams of salt. So you dumping salt on your food and doing that a couple times a day, you could be getting 1,600% of your daily value. Pretty scary stuff. Now, bouillon cubes, powdered broth, soups, gravies, a lot of salt. Remember, salt is used to dry, preserve foods, especially in soups. So a 5-gram bouillon cube has already 1,200 milligrams of sodium, or 50% your daily value, unless you're going to the American Heart Association using their guidelines. That's almost your daily. Soy sauce, salad dressings, the tamari soy sauce, that's yummy. A lot of sodium in those. Make sure you look at the nutrition label. Yeast extract. Apparently, I guess British use these a lot. It's a source of vitamin B12, except it's like a spread. People use a lot of sodium. Now, our biggie, I think, here in America is our cured meats. Our corned beef, our bacon, our salami. One slice of bacon, 8 grams, contains almost 200 milligrams of sodium. One slice of salami, 226. A large piece of beef jerky, 443 milligrams of sodium. You eat 3 pieces of beef jerky, you're already done, as far as I'm concerned, for the day of your salt. Sun-dried tomatoes. A lot of us love sun-dried tomatoes. Think it's pretty healthy, right? Okay, it's better than, you know, a bunch of mayonnaise. But I guess 100 grams or 2 cups of sun-dried tomatoes, 2,000 milligrams of sodium. Now, we forget about our cheese. Cheeses are packed with sodium and also high cholesterol. So Cheese Whiz could give you 71% of your daily value. Parmesan, cheddar, very high. Your mozzarella has less salt, 31%. So it looks like your cheeses, like your Mexican blend, Limburger, Fontina, Gouda, provolone, mozzarella, Edam cheese, much less than your cheddar, Roquefort, Parmesan, Blue, Swiss. Okay? Snack foods. Guys, I know, you know, some pretzels, some chips, cheese puffs, a lot of salt. Popcorn even. Okay? Regular popcorn. We talk about regular popcorn being a great, snack because it's, you know, low in, as long as you aren't buttering it up. But remember, there could be salt. And then what about your pickled foods? Like your olives, your pickles, a lot of salt, especially dill. Oh, I love dill pickle. Then they say number 10 on the list is saltwater crab. Even though crab gives you your vitamin B12 and your omega-3s, they say your saltwater crab, a lot of sodium. 100 grams of crab gives you about 1,000 milligrams of sodium. Alaskan king crab, just one leg, 1,400 milligrams of sodium. So that's a quick review of sodium intake. Remember, their RDA is 2,400 milligrams, but the American Heart Association wants you to shoot for 1,500 milligrams. We got a great show planned tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Please make sure you tune in. We are on iPhone, also on Android free app. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, but most of all, be safe. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.